The trial for Raul Valley is going to pick back up today in Milford Superior Court. Valley is the man accused of stabbing and killing Jimmy McGrath. In May of 2022, McGrath was a Fairfield Prep student and athlete. He was attending a house party in Shelton when a fight erupted on the front lawn of that home. Four people were actually stabbed during this instance, McGrath being one of them and the only one who died of his injuries. And so Raul Valley is again on trial, and already in the 2 days of testimonies, we have heard about what first responders saw that night, but we also have heard what led up to that deadly incident. Now, of course, there's still so much to dive into with this trial. It's going to last for at least another week and a half, probably 2 weeks, before we know what the verdict is going to be. But we do know already that there are some things that we as people should take away from this incredibly tragic situation. Again, we're talking about a bunch of teenagers, and some of them made really bad decisions that cost one person their life and three others to be brutally hurt. And so we want to talk to Gary McNamara about some of the key takeaways just in this story alone and things that we should be thinking about in our daily lives, especially going into the summertime, especially now that kids are out of school. And so Gary, again, is the former chief of police in Fairfield. He currently is in charge of security and government affairs over at Sacred Heart University. And Gary, when you and I first learned about this case 3 years ago, you and I had an interesting conversation on air, and we wanted to kind of bring it back around now that we're here and we're in the midst of the trial. And there's just overwhelmingly so much emotion around what we're hearing. I mean, testimonies from some of the teenagers who were at that party. And so let's start there with what, in your professional opinion, stands out as things we from the outside should be thinking about, especially going into the summer season?
Well, you know, thanks, Melissa. You know, we always talk about the 100 deadliest days in traffic when it comes to Memorial Day through Labor Day, those 100 days. But we sometimes don't really focus on, you know, besides driving, there's parties, there's, you know, teenagers socializing, you know, you're out for summer break. And I think we really have to look and focus on that, like we spoke about in the past. We do a lot of efforts trying to get parents specifically to understand that when they host parties, all the best plans, the best laid plans, you think you have it all covered and you don't. You know, I'll just have a small group. I'll just allow alcohol to a small group of my friends who I trust, who I know their family members. The best laid plans to prevent something tragic from happening, oftentimes you can't stop it. And that's, I think, the key takeaway is while we learn about, to your point, the tragedy and the details of what happened and the officers and after the fact, we really should be taking it back to the fact that these parties happened. If these parties didn't happen, this fight in all likelihood would not have happened. And ultimately, the death of Jimmy McGrath wouldn't occur because they wouldn't have been at these parties. Now, obviously, that would be the best laid plans. But that's what we have to go back to. These parents at two different house parties, it wasn't one, it was two parties, held these parties, and ultimately it led to the death of Jimmy McGrath. And families ruined, one family arrested, and obviously some civil liability. So we have to remember that when you, as a we have to have responsible adults that are really understanding the ramifications when you host a party.
Well, and so I think this is an interesting conversation, Gary, because it's too easy for us to just watch from the sidelines and have judgments, opinions, and feelings about, you know, everybody involved in this. But I think you strike a really important point, which is the importance of, wait, how did we even get to the argument, right? Because we're in this trial going to figure out, or at least it's starting to become more clear, what led up to the deadly stabbing. Well, maybe it was over a 6 or 12 pack of beer, but how did we even get to that point? And so you just said it, which is that there was either a lack of oversight, there was this is not going to get that out of hand, there was a ball essentially dropped when, you're right, not one but two different parties were going on in Shelton that night. But I guess the question here, Gary, is how likely is it, though, that we see that responsibility taken? I'm not even just talking about this case. I'm talking about in general. I mean, I'm going to date myself a little bit, but we're not living in the days where my mom is calling the person's, you know, parents the night of prom to say, hey, Melissa is allowed to sleep over, but I need to know that you're going to be home. I need to meet you ahead of time. I mean, we're just, that's 30 years ago. I mean, what is sort of the likelihood of what you're talking about? You know, and maybe this case does change some of the ways that parents handle things. But, you know, what is the likelihood that we do actually see some accountability, you know, just in general, not in this case particularly, but in general, that parents understand, you know, hey, this does partially fall on me and not having a lack of oversight?
Well, I'm not saying any of it's easy. You know, I think it's got to be multifaceted. I think you have to, you know who your kids are hanging out with. I mean, it goes back to a really lot of engaged parenting. Know who your kids are hanging out with. Try to, and I get it. It's easy to sit here and talk about it like it's just magical. It'll happen. I know it's difficult, but at least to take some steps. You know, have discussions with your kids also to say, look, I'm not naive to the fact that you may be at a party drinking. We really need to have you understand what could happen. And if this happens, leave or call me. I'll come pick you up if there's a fight. You got to start just having those discussions. On a civil liability, on a legal perspective, that's where the state, you know, with our social hosting party laws can come into play, because hopefully parents, if they understand the ramifications that they might face. That's really what we're trying to do. We're just trying to prevent it. It's difficult to prevent it. You know, kids would pull up in a vacant lot and have a party. One of the things that we're trying to do is get the message to parents. It's difficult enough, Melissa, to get kids, like you're saying. They're out of school. They're maybe a couple years away from drinking age, but they're going to drink. That's difficult enough. But when you have parents who don't understand or turn a blind eye to what could potentially be a problem, that's one of the things that we fail at. We've got to get parents to understand. It's not simple to say, have a party, invite a couple friends over, I'll take your keys, I'll monitor, or I'm going upstairs, or I'm going away, don't worry about it. That's what we try to do when it comes down to some of the parent responsibilities, get that message out. Because we talked about it before, Melissa, and even before this case, we've talked about it. We talk about it in various arenas to talk to parents to say you have a responsibility and you can't allow these parties to occur. This is a horrific example of why we're telling you not to do that.
The trial for Raul Valley continues today in Milford Superior Court. Valley is accused of stabbing and killing Jimmy McGrath back in May of 2022 at a Shelton House party. And so we have Gary McNamara here. Kind of just, we're talking more about the key takeaways. You know, this is a situation that you thankfully don't hear about it getting to this extent, you know, often, thank God. But you do hear about parties that maybe started off as 10 people being there, and then all of a sudden you blink and now there's 150 kids in your backyard. Something you had mentioned before, Gary, I thought was really important. You had said before that it's important that people understand about the different laws on the books in regards to allowing underage drinking in your home. I mean, do you think in general people have the mentality of it's not going to be me? In these situations, when you have kids who are, you know, high schoolers, I'm going to say, or even college-aged kids, drinking and not realizing what that could turn into and the legalities around it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I do. I think that, you know, there's always that disconnect that I can manage it, or that my kids are responsible and I know all his or her friends. So I do. I think that there's that lack of awareness of what really can happen. And that's why it's so important, even that when it first happened, why we spoke about it before, is because the best way to send a message to parents and others who host parties is to use tragic examples. We don't want the tragedies to occur in the first place, but if they do occur, we need to learn from them to prevent them from happening in the future. And that's why it's good to use these extreme examples. because there are other things that can happen. DUI, medical emergencies. We know that there are times when kids pass out and alcohol poisoning to the point where they're rushed to the hospital. There's so many other things. So I think that, yeah, it's that mentality that it won't happen at my house, that I'm not going to lose my house for a Friday night teenage party. I'm not going to have a tragedy happen at my house. Nothing's going to happen to my kids. Yeah, there's always that sense that it could happen, but it doesn't necessarily happen to me or people that I know. And that's really why we want to do that. You know, Melissa, you had asked before, you had said before that, you know, it's we're 2025. It's not like it was in the past. Yeah, but parenting is hard. And I'm not lecturing on parenting, but everything we do is hard. You know, it's hard to keep kids away from cell phones and school and make sure they drive safe. But this is an example of it could be prevented, and you can lose everything
in an instant. Yeah, I agree, Gary. And I'm wondering, you know, so I think you had said social hosting laws, and I'm wondering if people even know the basic laws on the books. I remember having a CPR class actually earlier this month, and I was explaining to other adults in the room who are older than me that there is a law in Connecticut that if you have an underage person who's drunk and passed out and you're worried that they are going to, you know, throw up in their sleep and then die, for example, you absolutely should call. And I believe there are protections in place, correct? There are protections that you're calling for their well-being, and that I believe you would not get charged in that situation.
That's right. Yeah. The ramifications for hosting a party, if you allow minors to drink on your property or you fail to take steps to stop it, even if you didn't serve them, you can be charged, potentially charged with a misdemeanor. So that's important. But the Good Samaritan type
that's
law.
It. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And we have it at the university as well, because we don't want you to drink in the first place. But if you do, and you find somebody in an emergency, people won't call. Parents won't call if you're talking about a house party. They'll be fearful to call. Kids won't call because they're fearful to get in trouble. Absolutely. You know, it's that dichotomy of laws, I guess, in a way. Like, we don't want you to have it in the first place. You can get in trouble for it if you have it. But for, you know, look, if you call 911 if there's somebody in a medical emergency, don't worry about the ramifications. There are laws in place that will allow you to call, and they'll take that into consideration.
What about, though, Gary, if you have a crashed party? So, you, like you said, I'm not serving the alcohol, but my kid has friends over, and then all of a sudden it turns from a 10-person party to a 100-person. If you call 911 and you're like, hey, we've been crashed, I have not served any alcohol to these kids, but when you get here, if you've got drunk kids here, I can't prove that I didn't give them that alcohol. Are there protections in place for that homeowner who's like, break this up immediately? Like, this is not what I wanted.
Well, under the social hosting laws, it would be, because it's like, if you don't take steps, if you fail to take reasonable steps, and you want to take reasonable steps. We used to do that with parties down at the beach, because college kids would have a party, and then the party would be 500 kids, and we'd always tell them, call us, we'll break it up beforehand. That's what parents should do as well. They should call if the party gets overwhelmed. I mean, they shouldn't have it in the first place, but if they have it, call us, because then we can break it up. Even if you don't want to be the parent who's calling on your kids, you can just say an anonymous report of an out of control party, and the cops can show up that way. Just remain anonymous. But yeah, you have to take reasonable steps to prevent it from occurring in the first place. I'm not naive to the fact that parents and kids are going to have these parties. I just want, and we all should understand what may happen and what you can do to prevent it in the first place.
Yeah, it's not worth losing a life or having another person who, you know, is most likely, we're not sure how the trial is going to go, but could, you know, spend decades behind bars. I agree. I think these types of conversations need to happen. And Gary McNamara, I always appreciate you having these conversations so openly, especially on the air, to get the message out there. We really appreciate it.
All right, Melissa, have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Gary McNamara, again, former chief of police in Fairfield, as well as in charge of security and government affairs over at Sacred Heart University, right here on Melissa in the Morning.